Hello, Nelson Olmsted here. Today, let's meet a professor who practices what he preaches. First, let me introduce Clint Gruber, speaking for Pacific Power.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, here's that man of many stories, Nelson Olmsted.
For some 20 years at Oregon State College in Corvallis, Oregon, a tall, powerfully built man stood before college classes in forestry and told his students, "A growing forest is a crop. Farmed and managed just like any other crop, a timber stand will be a perpetual source of income to its owners." But that was in the 1920s and 30s when few landowners or lumbermen were ready to listen to such talk. A typical farmer's reaction might be, "Well, that half section of timber in my place ain't worth the taxes I pay on it. Land's too steep and rocky to farm. Don't grow pasture. Timber's only worth about $2 a thousand board feet. I got a mind to let the county have it back for all the good it is." Nonetheless, Professor T.J. Starker at Oregon State stuck to his convictions, and he was a convincing man. He said, "Forest land is one of the biggest assets we have in the Northwest. If private landowners would just learn that they don't have to be big sawmill operators to turn a profit from timber, they'd be thousands of dollars ahead right now." Well, T.J. Starker saw hundreds of young men graduate with degrees in the relatively new field of forestry, saw them take jobs with private industry, with the forest services, and go into business for themselves. Soon, he heard his own theories coming back to him. A former student said, "T.J., I'm looking at some second-growth timberland as an investment. Now, what do you think of the idea?"
"Same as I thought 10 years ago. Manage it right, and you got the best investment a man can make in this country. But don't tell me where it is, or I'll buy it right out from under you."
Well, T.J. Starker, who had been fascinated by forestry ever since he enrolled in the first forestry class at Oregon State in 1908, continued to buy unwanted Douglas fir land in the mountains of Benton County. As he knew it would, the land began to pay dividends. T.J. watched his timber stands with the trained eye of a forester. Young trees were thinned to promote more growth. Mature trees were harvested. Diseased and storm-damaged trees were salvaged and sent to market. In cooperation with the Forest Service and the college, he experimented with his forest lands, improving logging methods and studying the growth and behavior of trees. When World War II caused the nation's demand for lumber to skyrocket, T.J. Starker found himself in an enviable position. The investment he had made over so many years practically quadrupled in value overnight. T.J. retired from his teaching career and devoted full time to his timber management enterprise. Today, T.J. Starker and his son Bruce own and manage more than 60,000 acres of timberland, the bulk of which is in Benton County, Oregon. Despite the fact that he is a busy and a well-to-do man these days, Professor Starker has never stopped teaching.
"Yes, I'm still preaching good forest management, conservation of resources, and the use of wood in its proper places. In a state which derives 60% of its income from forest products, we should use wood for everything we build." Except in chimneys, of course.
And when T.J. Starker speaks, the people of Corvallis generally listen, because they know that the professor has been talking sense about wood for better than 40 years here in Pacific Powerland.